Kenny Everett, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is a nice one, yes, the ghost at the BBC.
Will you tell us something about that?
60 seconds starting now. I think...
Hesitation.
Never!
Yes, there was a hesitation, but I'm not going to allow it, because he did start... I don't think he realises... And he has to wait for me to say now, because that's when EMS depresses the...
Oh, I see. How benign.
The subject is the ghost of the BBC. You start when I say now. I will tell you that there are 58 seconds, and you start now.
I think probably that I am the ghost of the BBC, because I was there a very long time ago, about 10 years, and, you know, they do say...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
No. Kenny, you have a point.
Thank you.
An incorrect challenge, and you have 50 seconds on the ghost of the BBC starting now.
And I got the boot, you see, and they do say that... On dark, dreary nights as the rain is swenching up against Broadcasting House.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
I can't allow swenching.
No. It's rather like a wet woman walking the street. But what is your actual challenge, Peter?
Deviation.
Of what?
From correct English, of course. Yes.
That's all right, but he was not deviating.
It
was he. Was... Hey, listen, Peter. He may have been deviating from correct English, but he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. Kenny, you still have the subject, okay. And there are 42.5 seconds on the ghost at the BBC starting now.
As the rain is swenching up.
Peter Jones, has shot.
Repetition of swenching.
Yes, I quite agree with that one. That was a correct challenge, Peter. There are 41 seconds now for you to talk about the ghost at the BBC starting now.
The ghost at the BBC must be Sir John Reith.